was talking to David Cross the other day, a deacon up in Middlesbrough. Most of you know him through his cathode work. And I just got round to the word of donkey. And I said, I remember donkey. He was called Dominic. And if you go on the internet, you'll find him. Dominic the Donkey. And it's an Italian song about Christmas. And it just got me thinking. So this is about a donkey. I don't know how many of you remember in the old liturgy, before Vatican II, it's going back way, over that way, at the end of the Gospel of the Passion, there was total silence. There was no homily. Even the concluding acclamation, "This is the Gospel of the Lord," was omitted. Especially on a day like this. And I sometimes feel that the most eloquent response to the Word of God in the this and days ahead is silence. So a short reflection. This morning we've celebrated and dramatized this big feast, the beginning of Holy Week. It used to be called the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. That was the title of the Sunday. But obviously we now call it Palm Sunday. But that triumphal entry paints a picture, as I mentioned outside, of crowds thronging, cheering, waving their palms. And this wonder man, this man that is going to save them from the Romans, save them from the occupation, was coming into the city. They were celebrating, shouting Hosanna, waiting for him to arrive, probably on a white stallion with a sword in his hand, leading the way. So can you imagine how frustrated they must have been to see Jesus coming in on a donkey? A donkey. How would you have felt? After getting your hopes up, this man arrives to save them on a donkey. What a vision. So this man from this donkey is going to save them. He is the long-awaited Messiah. And I think they'd have been saying, I don't think so. So what does the donkey symbolize? Said that a horse, big white stallion, symbolizes strength, security, domination, a leader, a king. But the donkey symbolizes peace, symbolizes hope, and symbolizes service. So Jesus is the center of attention. And as people of God, we look to Jesus and say, what do you want from us? What do you want us to do? And it's to be a servant. Max Lucado reminds us that each of us have a donkey. We all have one. And in his reflection about today's events and the use of the donkey, for the service of the Lord. As I said, all of us have got this donkey. You and I have something in our lives, something that we could give back to God. We could give him back our donkey. We could help Jesus turn the page, get to the next chapter, to maybe even the end of the book. The original wording of the instructions Jesus gave to his disciples is proof. If anyone asks you why you are taking the donkey, you are to say, its Lord is in need of it. So tell me, what is the name of your donkey? Because the Lord has need of it.